In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِرُخْصَةِ اللَّهِ الَّتِي رَخَّصَ لَكُمْ. Take by the, hold to the dispensation, the permit which Allah has permitted you to do. This point of benefit is about dispensation, الرخص, in Sharia, permits in Sharia. They are divided into three kinds. First, obligatory permit, like eating the meat of a dead animal under the situation of necessity, because saving the self from destruction is amrun wajib, is an obligatory matter. Also, tayammum, making dry ablution, when it is not, when the use of water is either unattainable because of no presence of water, or if there is a reason to prevent using it, incapacity and so forth. This is an obligatory dispensation, because purification is wajib. Purification is wajib, obligation. This is the first kind. Is this understood? This is the first kind of permits in Sharia. Wajib one, obligatory. And we gave examples. The second is mustahab. Mustahab meaning recommended. Recommended. Like breaking the fast for the fasting person on a journey. Like wiping over the socks or the khuf 3 days for the musafir, for the traveler. These are from the examples on the rukhsa, that is recommended, of the recommended time, the permit that is recommended. Is that clear also? Third is permissible. Third is permissible. Like, for example, permissible permits. Like, for example, permissibility for the male Muslim to put on silk clothes if there is irritation by his skin, due to his skin sensitivity or disease. And from that is also taking a nose of gold in case someone's nose, in case someone loses his nose, for example, in a battlefield. And this occurred during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we know that gold, wearing gold for men is not allowable, and similarly wearing silk is not allowable. These are the three types of dispensations and examples upon them. So they are divided into three: obligatory permits, recommended permits, and permissible permits. Is that clear, inshallah?